It's essentially Jonah Hill trying to document his therapist that he's been with for over 10 years because he helped him so much personally with his journey and his development that he wanted to share his lessons and some of his tools that he taught Jonah with the rest of the world. So that's the point of the movie. And this leads us to the topic of today's show, which are the three parts of life and business that you cannot escape, out-earn, or run away from.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
What up, what up to the Action Academy family. This is your host, your boy, as always, Brian Lubin, coming to you live in color and pretty freaking sick right now. This weekend is a sunny and beautiful weekend in Austin, Texas, but I feel like crap. But what if I told you I had that dog in me, which is why we're still making a podcast episode. Today's podcast episode covers a really cool topic, but first and foremost, I want to share some updates and wins from the Action Academy community. Today, we're currently at 120 members of the Action Academy community, which is pacing nicely for our goal of 500 plus in 2023. Now, we have a bunch of people in the group that are taking down massive, massive deals, but I want to celebrate the people that are submitting offers and submitting LOIs because that is a controllable lead measure action that we talk about and preach on the Action Academy all the time. I want to shout out Ben, who just submitted his first $20 million offer on a 265,000 square foot self-storage deal. I want to shout out Caitlin and Brandon for submitting an LOI on a $1.4 million self-storage deal. Shout out to Mason for submitting an LOI on a 124 unit off-market property for $2.3 million. And alongside all of these, I think we have about four or five offers out for quadplexes, and I believe we have two to three offers out on laundromats. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, remember that there's only three KPIs that we need to care about, and that is how many deals are coming across your desk, how many deals are you analyzing per week, and how many deals are you submitting offers on. If you can get those three KPIs down, the rest will absolutely work itself out. And I can prove this because half the names I just listed have not invested in deals that size before. So why are they able to do it? How can someone that's currently working a W-2 or someone that's a stay-at-home mom submit $2 million, $3 million, $5 million offers on these massive properties? Because in the Action Academy community, not only do we have the education that you need to do it, but we also have the people, the who's, the people that have been there, done that, got the t-shirts. So what happened was these people that I just named went out and became the hustle. Remember the deal triangle. You need to have the knowledge, the capital, or the hustle. So when you join our community, you get access to coaches and mentors that have already done this. They've already been down the path. And because they have the knowledge and the capital, you just need to be the hustle and find the deals. So that's exactly what happened. They went out, they cold called, they door knocked, they went driving for dollars, they found the deals. Now people are partnering with complementary skill sets. So I will get off my soapbox. If you want to join the Action Academy community, you want to get out of that W-2 job, you can go in the show description, book a call with me. You would talk with me directly. So over the weekend, I watched this movie called Stutz on Netflix. That's S-T-U-T-Z. And it covers the relationship between the comedian and actor Jonah Hill and his therapist. And it really is a beautiful movie. I would highly recommend watching it. It has a lot of good stuff. It's essentially Jonah Hill trying to document his therapist that he's been with for over 10 years because he helped him so much personally with his journey and his development that he wanted to share his lessons and some of his tools that he taught Jonah with the rest of the world. So that's the point of the movie. And this leads us to the topic of today's show, which are the three parts of life and business that you cannot escape, out-earn, or run away from. When I was watching this movie, there were so many good takeaways and so many quotables and so many tools that you can practically implement. And I will let you guys go watch the movie for yourself to be able to dissect those and see what stands out most to you. But there was one specific quote that Stutz talks about that I really wanted to bring up and highlight in today's episode. So I'm going to play the clip from the movie with Jonah Hill and Stutz, and then I'll expand on it and why it meant so much to me afterwards.
Is that you, for me, are someone who's created these things. And I think it's important that people who we look up to aren't exempt from all the problems that we ourselves have. You are still in the struggle and in the fight of being a human just like everybody else is. your whole thing is that you're never exempt from like the pain or the uncertainty or the constant work. And I think there's something beautiful about seeing your vulnerability. For me, that dissects that there will never be anyone that has it all figured out.
Yeah. That's the secret of life, as far as I'm concerned.
Is what?
Accepting that you won't figure it out ever. Nobody else will figure it out. Happiness depends on how you accept that and what you do about it. But at first is accept it, because if you don't accept it, you have this thing in your mind that I can get over it or under it and eliminate it, and you can't.
Man, that scene was good. And it was so good because you're listening to Jonah Hill talk, and he's this famous actor who's multi-millionaire. He has all the money that he could ever need. He has all the success, all the fame that he could ever want, but he's still struggling with this. And you have all these people that are at the height and the peak of their careers, the peak of success, the peak of business, and they're still having these problems. And it's the three things that we can't get away from in life, which is pain, uncertainty, and the need for constant work. And when I first saw this in the movie, I was almost upset by it, right? Because I'm like, well, that freaking sucks. This is a negative. This is terrible. Like, you mean that we're never going to escape pain in our lives? We're never going to escape uncertainty? Like, this is something that's going to always be there no matter what level we're at. If we're at 10 million, 50 million, 100 million, massive business, massive success, we're still going to be uncertain? But then I sat on it for a little bit and I thought about it. And I realized that the more that you come to terms with that, like he just said, the happier you can be. Because the more that you realize that you will never erase pain, you'll never erase the heartbreaks, the breakups, the loss of a loved one, tragedy, bad investments, sicknesses, whatever have you. When you realize that pain is just going to be a part of life, like there's going to be a dark before the dawn, there's always going to be the rain before the sunshine. Once you realize that, then you can stop playing the game of trying to eliminate any possible pain or any possible uncertainty and live in this very sterile life. Because I think that's what keeps people locked in to their zone of normalcy. Is they don't want the pain. They don't want the uncertainty. They want to avoid it at all costs so that way they can stay safe and they can stay content right where they're at. But like Stutch just said, that's impossible. So this is what leads to all these massive cases of depression that we're seeing in our society. It's one of the largest problems that we're facing. And so instead of playing the game of trying to eliminate the pain and the uncertainty, if we instead play a game of being able to better handle the pain and the uncertainty when it comes and when that season arrives, I think that's the best game to play, especially as entrepreneurs. Because this ride's a freaking roller coaster. Like the highs are high, the lows are low. So if we can get really freaking good at handling the punches when they come, then you're unstoppable because there's nothing that can take you out. If you're that resilient and you're that conditioned to taking massive amounts of pain and uncertainty, then you can just keep on chugging. Nothing's going to faze you, right? So this is where the power of community comes in, right? Because I remember when I left my corporate job about a year ago, I was having panic attacks. I was physically ill because of the stress and the anxiety from the uncertainty. And I was so nervous that I was making the wrong decision. And if I didn't have my community to pull me through that, I don't think I could have done it. I think I would have chickened out and I would think I would have gone back to corporate America. So it's important. And once again, I think it's also cool that you see that you can't out-earn this, because you see a lot of people in Hollywood, especially that are 100 millionaires, like mega superstars, and they are so depressed. They are on antidepressants. They're suicidal. It's all over the place. You can't out-earn these problems. Problems never go away. They just look different. So to end this episode on a positive note, that means that we can begin the work today. Because we know what's coming and we know what the certainties of life are that we cannot control and we cannot change, that means that we can begin the work today to make ourselves as resilient and bulletproof as possible to when these seasons of life come. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will once again recommend that you go watch the movie Stutz, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it, so I need your help specifically. My two-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want, and I can only do that with your help. There are two main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to one or two friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.